Ramsey. Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he is returning to Ukraine to fight treason charges, even though he views them as politically motivated. Poroshenko spoke Sunday at a news conference in Warsaw hours before he's to fly Monday from the Polish capital to Ukraine, where he is to face allegations in court. A prosecutor has alleged that Poroshenko was involved in the sale of large amounts of coal that helped finance Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine in 2014 and 15. Poroshenko insists that he is innocent and accuses prosecutors under his successor, President Volodymyr Zelensky, of seeking to harm him politically to distract from Ukraine's widespread problems, including economic woes and rising deaths from COVID-19. The allegations have also generated concerns of undemocratic score settling in Ukraine and also alarmed Ukraine's allies. They come as Russia's built up troops along the border, and the United States has voiced concern that Russian President Vladimir Putin might be planning an invasion of Ukraine. Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, the former president of Mali who took office in a landmark election, has died. He was 76. Keita, known as Timaliens by his initials IBK, had been in declining health since his forced resignation in August 2020 and had sought medical treatment in Dubai shortly after his release from junta custody. His death early Sunday comes as the sprawling African nation faces a deepening political crisis. The coup leader who ousted Keita has no immediate plans for a return to democracy as initially promised. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Austria will become the first European country to make COVID-19 vaccination mandatory.